I'm live. I'm in Southern California. Welcome back. And we continue now with a conversation with a guard with the Detroit Pistons. He is now in his sixth NBA season, averaging better than 10 points per game this year. First team all-conference player at St. Joseph's. He was undrafted back in 2014 out of St. Joseph's. He is the founder of LGKicks9.com. He is Langston Galloway. Langston, nice to have you back. First off, how are you doing right now, Langston, in this really unusual time?
Jim, thanks for having me on. Yeah, no, I'm excited to be back on. And, just been really staying busy. It's been an opportune time for a lot of business adventures that I've been associated with. LG Kicks, growing that, building out a business plan, then getting the opportunity to kind of figure out, like, what's my next step. I've kind of started a program if I wanted to get my certification to be a personal trainer after I'm done playing. Kind of doing that, and then also too, just helping the foundation and helping the kids in the community that need help right now. So it's been a lot of different things going on, but I'm enjoying it.
I like it. Langston Galloway is joining us. I know you've had some quality time with the fam as well. In fact, you've been running on a treadmill with your son on his own mini treadmill. You've been doing some outdoor workouts, including sled pushes. How much have you enjoyed the challenge of staying in shape when you can't get into a gym or a fitness center because it is so different?
Yeah, no, it's been difficult because I know the challenge of that, but it's actually been amazing being in the role of, like, 6 years in the league, like, having the opportunity to help my wife work out while I'm working out as well. So that's been beneficial. And then having our son, like, he just turned two the other day, and he's working out with us and watching what we do. So, it's been great just to, you know, see him grow, but at the same time, too, having the different connections at the league level that have really put me in good relationships with all the different workout equipment that I can kind of sport around the house.
Langston Galloway is joining us. That helps. Listen, I had Dwayne Casey on the show a few weeks back, and we talked about how he found out the season was being suspended. You guys were playing in Philadelphia on the night of March 11th. If you were to go back, what do you remember about finding out about the season being suspended?
Yeah, we were on the bench. And I think the third quarter had just started, and me and a couple of my teammates were sitting toward the end of the bench, and then there were some fans that were sitting, like, the way the Philly court is set up, like, the fans sit right next to you. And one of the fans said, "Whoa, man, I think Rudy Gobert just got it." And they just postponed the game. So one of our security guards, like, right after that, ran in the back and, like, came back out, like, probably 5-10 minutes after that, and was like, "Hey, man, it's true, man. This might be it. This might be the last game." And we were, like, over there just contemplating, like, wow, this is about to change the whole aspect and dynamic of sports. And, you know, next thing you know, we got the news, and, man, it's been a different world we're living in now.
And changed so dramatically right when you got that message. And then you got the news that one of your teammates had tested positive. What was that like for you?
It was first and foremost, like, once I found out that my teammate had it, I was like, "Hey, let me go get tested," because I have a family at home. I have my wife, my mother-in-law that lives with us, and then also my little man that was at the time one, but now he's two. And, I was like, "Hey, look, I just don't want to be around them and having this. I just don't know the symptoms. I don't know what's going on." So I literally, like, the next day we got back to Detroit. I went and got tested. And then my results came back probably 4 or 5 days after that, and came back negative. So I was relieved, but I still was cautious. I still was very cautious and just didn't want to, you know, get in their faces and in case something else came up. Like, I just was just being very cautious, very cautious.
Langston Galloway is joining us. You know, from a basketball standpoint, it's been a really challenging year in the sense that you're currently out of a playoff spot with just over 16 games left in the regular season or some portion of them. I mean, is there a part of you that thinks that the season might already be over? What's your process?
Nah, I think that from the standpoint of us, the Pistons organization, I think that if we were able to come back and play, I mean, I really want to go out there and finish out the season strong, no matter what position we were in, finishing up with the Philly game. Like, we were really getting a rhythm, and there was a lot of young guys after a couple of trades and whatnot. So the biggest thing for us was getting our rhythm and then starting to build a core with the young guys, and it was starting to come around. But Any way we can kind of get better, and that's playing for sure.
Now, last time you were on, we talked about your journey to the NBA and the fact that you were undrafted, you spent some time in the G League, then with the Knicks, the Pelicans, and the Kings. Now that you've earned the trust of Dwayne Casey both on both ends of the floor, do you feel like you've established yourself?
Kind of paranoid chip on my shoulder, because I know that the way I got in this league, I was always just trying to scratch and claw to get a foot in the door. And I know that a blink of an eye, I could be out the league tomorrow. So that's why I never take any day for granted. I'm always looking at opportunities to go out there and make the most of it. So every single opportunity to step on that floor, whether that's in practice, whether that's in the game, whether that's in the workout, I'm always just paranoid, like, hey, look, somebody can be coming behind me and trying to take my job. So I just, every single day, it's a new opportunity.
And constantly looking for an edge. And for example, you're among a number of pro athletes who have gone vegan and embraced the plant-powered life. How much of a difference has that made for you?
Oh, man, being on a plant-based diet has really changed. I would say, like, a lot of people don't understand how sometimes, like, your mind can get clogged up and a lot of different things can be going on. But I found a lot of clarity. I found a lot of clarity in eating a plant-based diet. And then also, too, my energy levels are way up. And also, too, like, the reason why I went plant-based was my cholesterol and a couple other things that was spiking. It was kind of going up. And it kind of runs in my family as well. But I was like, look, I don't want to risk it. And I want to, you know, take a risk and try to see how this plant-based diet is. And I mean, I'm 9-10 months in now, so I mean, I've been really enjoying the process, and I'm missing my food, my southern food, but I'm enjoying this new lifestyle.
I'm fascinated by it. Let's go back to your first point. Like, is the science behind it when you say that, like, what you used to eat might clog your brain up? Is that literally what happens? Like, what does that mean exactly?
Yeah, so I've done some research, and then just like how I feel. There's been moments when, after I'm eating like a big portion of, chicken or fish or something like that, I've had moments when I'm either tired or, I might forget things. Sometimes, I'm very forgetful. But once I kind of switched over to eating a plant-based diet, it kind of like switched off where, you know, you still get those moments where you're tired, but I feel like when you're eating constantly, especially like every hour, 2 hours, you're kind of either getting something in your body, a snack or something like that. It really kind of spikes your energy back up to a whole nother level. And I think that's what's kind of changed in my perspective, is that if I'm able to eat something, putting the healthiest thing in my body is going to give the healthiest results back. And that's what I'm all about, is just trying to take care of my body and prolong it for sure.
Langston Galway is joining us. Now, you and I have talked about your kicks before. The other day, you posted a video of yourself with some Jordans in preparation for a night of The Last Dance. What is the single best pair of Jordans in your mind?
Man, my favorites of all time are the Jordan 13s. Just the silhouette of those. I mean, and watching Michael Jordan rock those in the game, and then hearing him talk about, like, hey, look, I used to rock a brand new pair of kicks every single game. And as a kid, you always get those moments and watch those celebrities and people that rock these different kicks. But I'm like, man, you want to be like Michael Jordan growing up. So I think that's where kind of my whole generation is like that. It's like, hey, look, I want to be just like Michael Jordan. And if I rock these shoes, I feel like that's what's going to, you know, take my game to a whole nother level. And I think that's what inspired me to kind of do the same aspirations. Like, hey, look, I could rock a brand new pair of kicks on the court every single game. And that's what, when I'm working with brands, my brand Q4 Sports, they've given me that opportunity to do that.
All right, so if you came up admiring him the way you did, and you've made it the way you have, what kind of thoughts do you have watching The Last Dance?
It's interesting to hear that so many, like, behind the scenes, like, political aspects and just the daily just back and forth with so many different people that he had. I mean, that's what really sparked my interest with just watching, is that, you know, everybody knows the basketball side of Michael Jordan, but nobody knows the behind the scenes. And that's why I was really just glad to see that. And, like, everybody's kind of, like, take an edge off of Michael Jordan with just so much basketball. But, like, hey, he really is just like everybody else. He, you know, he makes mistakes and does everything just like me and you. So it was pretty cool to see that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I have anything in common with Mike. I've got no game. I can't get up and down. I've got no vert. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Langston Galloway joining us. I see where you have some stuff in common with him. Listen, you did an AMA with Bleacher Report recently, and you were asked to name your favorite superstar to play with. And your response I thought was really interesting. You said, quote, Melo, he really is a teacher. A lot of people don't give him credit for that. He knows how to teach, helps guys who want to learn. And to quote, it seems to me a lot of people might be surprised by the answer. What was Melo like to play with, and what did you learn from him?
Man, Melo really is one of those guys, kind of like how I quoted it. He really teaches and helps the younger guys. And for me, from a perspective, like, he always would, if it was, like, especially, like, big moments in games, like, he wouldn't shy away from, like, he's going to take his shots. But at the same time, too, he did trust me. When he needed somebody to knock down a big shot, I would, you know, he would kick it to me, I'd knock it down, and he just gains that kind of confidence in you. And I think that's where he exudes that from Michael Jordan. Like, it was the same thing watching the Last Dance, and, like, him trusting in Steve Kerr because they went to blows in practice, and then all of a sudden, okay, if this guy knocks this down, okay, I can trust in him. So it's almost like a trust factor that needs to trigger. And I think that's why, I mean, I can't speak for everybody else, but for myself, I mean, I really enjoyed playing with Melo and all that he did for me.
Langston, one last thought. You also mentioned another legend, and you were asked about if there's one guy you could have played with who you want to play, or who you wouldn't want to play with, who was it? And you said Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, who I love. He was one of my favorites. I used to love having him on this show. How did you even know about him, and why did you respond that way?
So, growing up in Baton Rouge, I mean, everybody know. I mean, everybody can knows him as Chris Jackson.
Sure.
But him changing his name, I mean, it kind of, like, just from the aspect of how his game transferred to the NBA level, I mean, that's what everybody, like, just fell in love with. And to this day, like, he's 50 years old, still playing in the big three. Like, he's still playing. So his mindset, his passion towards the game. And then I had an opportunity to meet him last summer and, like, really talk to him and ask him a couple questions. And he really gave me a couple pointers that I can kind of work on, and it's actually helped my game. So, I mean, kudos to everything that he does. And I mean, hey, his mentality, man, is one of a kind.
His mentality is one of a kind, and, man, dude could shoot it.
Yes, for sure, man. Lights out.
He's the founder of LGKicks9.com. 6 years in the NBA now, played his college ball at St. Joseph's. Langston Galloway, my guest. Langston, so good to have you back. Appreciate you, and I appreciate the conversation. Let's do it again.
Always, Jim. Take care.
Take care. Be good. Stay safe. Langston Galloway coming back in.